put out some turkeys. It's time to hang some pilgrim crap up everywhere.
Kendall, don't get me started on the pilgrims. Ugh, those uptight buckle-wearing jerks. I mean, who puts a buckle on a hat? Buckle hats, buckle shoes. They probably had buckles on their damn jockey shorts.
I know. I hate the pilgrims too. But I'm just trying to make our motel room look more Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah, I guess the Mongolian Motel Zurga isn't that festive. But we'll make it feel like Thanksgiving because when you and I and Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn are all together, we'll have what Thanksgiving is really all about. Food!
Right. I just hope Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn can find those little marshmallows that go on the yams. She's been looking all afternoon.
It's them!
Please tell me you got the marshmallows.
Oh, boy. Going shopping the day before American Thanksgiving in Mongolia was quite an experience.
Yes, it seems Mongolian Freedom and Independence Day is coming up this Sunday, so the shops were very busy.
That's so weird. Their Independence Day is in November. In America, it falls in July for some reason.
I think it's because in America, we're on a lunar calendar.
Okay, so about those marshmallows, we've got them! They were at the fourth shop we visited.
Of course, the third shop was a pet food store.
Yes, it took us quite a while to realize that.
Now, Sugarlump, I kept showing you all those pictures of lizards and hamsters on the packages.
Daffodil, I'm a little rusty when it comes to reading Mongolian, and I thought those were the ingredients. You know, it's not proper etiquette to judge other cultures against your own.
Now, how many pie crusts were you able to find?
18.
Is that all? I guess I'll have to cross a few pies off my bacon list.
We were very lucky to get them. There was another customer that wanted those crusts.
But unfortunately for them, I had a minor bowel attack that clogged the freezer aisle.
Hey, I just had a weird thought. Where are we going to cook all this? We're at a cheap motel, and the closest thing we've got to a kitchen is a one-cup coffee maker.
Oh, no! I guess I was so caught up in this Thanksgiving spirit that never crossed my mind.
There must be a kitchen somewhere in this place. Why don't we go ask the clerk at the front desk?
Okay.
Because we need a little Thanksgiving right this very minute.
Man, I wish those Indians had poisoned all the pilgrims. Oh, come all ye thankful, hungry and triumphant. Saint who? Or, as they say in English, hello there.
Hi, my friends and I are staying here, and we were just wondering if there was a kitchen we could use tomorrow. It's a holiday in our home country called Thanksgiving.
See, in 1864, our homosexual President Lincoln declared it a holiday to give thanks. And while I admire his anti-slavery, pro-man-on-man agenda, Thanksgiving is based on a lot of myths and revisionist history and genocide and stuff.
But there's a great Charlie Brown special, so don't forget that.
Yes, the best part is when Snoopy fights this lawn chair that keeps attacking him.
Of course I know all about Thanksgiving. I'm from the USA myself, so I know what you'll be looking for tomorrow. A big juicy turkey and a whole mess of pies.
Well, we're big fat vegetarians.
And we're not going to have hardly any pies at all. Only 18.
So, do you have a spare kitchen we could use?
Well, I got the closest thing. A break room with a microwave and a toaster oven.
That's great. So, can you let us in tomorrow morning?
No, I'll be off tomorrow celebrating Thanksgiving in my own way. Eating turkey jerky and watching yak polo. But I'll leave a message for my replacement to let you in there. I can't allow you folks to miss Thanksgiving, now can I? What would that great gay statesman Abraham Lincoln think of me?
I don't know what I'll eat first tomorrow. Maybe some stuffing or a big tray of rolls.
I'm going to start with something light, like a pecan pie.
Hey, why is there a greasy Burger King bag under my pillow?
Charles the contractor must have taken a nap in your bed again.
Oh.
And he's been watching my DVDs. I can tell because they're all mixed up. The First Wives Club disc is in the Prince of Persia box, and the X-Files movie's in Murder, She Wrote Season 11.
Oh, there's mustard all over my headboard.
So, what should we do tomorrow night? Ever since NBC stopped showing Home Alone every Thanksgiving night, I never know what to do anymore. Hey, should we all go to the movies and see Tyler Perry's Hello Turkeys and Medea Thanksgiving?
No, tomorrow night we have to stream the Busheltown Thanksgiving Parade online. Remember, Susan is marching with the Ladies Club, the Busheltown Bagpiping Businesswomen. She's got a big solo. A bag solo.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be the happiest Thanksgiving since the first official Thanksgiving. The one in 1864 when Abraham Lincoln had group sex with the Yale rowing team.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Oh, pardon me, boy. Your hearty greeting alarmed my bowels, but its sentiment was appreciated, I assure you.
Great. Who's ready to eat?
I'm afraid we're a few hours away from eating. I need one of you to help me take these trays of food to the break room, and one of you to stay back with Mr. Snodbottom and peel a bushel and a half of yams.
Kendall will stay back with the yams. I want to make sure I can find a can opener so I can serve my famous can-shaped cranberry sauce.
Okay, hand me a peeler.
Here you are, Kendall boy. Whoa! The peeling motion sets off my bowels every time. But I'm sure we'll be through with these yams in an hour or less.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
We'll be back, but you'll probably smell a delicious feast before you see us.
Uh-huh.
Cliff, you take this green bean casserole and I'll carry the giblets.
I hope there's a whisk in the break room. 7 of my 18 pies are supposed to have a very tall and stiff meringue.
Oh, I should have grabbed the harvest centerpiece I sculpted out of starched doilies.
I'll run back and get it later. I brought a packet of napkins with cornucopias all over them just for today, and I have to dig them out of my luggage.
I wonder if the desk clerk will mind stirring a few things as they simmer.
Well, you never know till you ask. Hey, where's the desk clerk? The guy yesterday said he'd have a replacement, but all I see is...
Oh, my slowly roasting turkeys, what is that?
It looks like if a Coke machine had a robot love child with a dumpster.
I am Clerk Butt 3000. Welcome to the Motel Zirga. By the way, I am speaking English because I heard you speaking English. Normally I would be speaking Mongolian, since we are in Mongolia. Just an FYI. How may I assist you today?
The clerk yesterday said we could cook some things in your break room.
Negative. The break room is off-limits to motel guests.
But please, Clerkbot, it's a very important holiday in our country.
Is it that important? I mean, Thanksgiving's a time slot hit, and we all know it. You think anybody give a crap if this thing was in August?
The break room is off-limits to motel guests. Alert, alert. The break room is off-limits to motel guests. Alert, alert.
Oh my, what's happening?
I think it's getting mad. We better go.
Oh, that was the last yam, finally! Why are you back so soon?
There's a robot that wouldn't let us in the break room.
What? A robot?
You know, one of those advanced AI types. That technology's everywhere these days.
It was quite unusual, but what concerns me most is just how are we going to cook Thanksgiving dinner now?
I don't know. Maybe we should just give up. We eat marshmallows out of the bag and watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, since we're halfway between Halloween and Christmas. Two way better holidays with way better movies.
Oh man, how great would it have been if Ernest had saved Thanksgiving, or if Clark Griswold had ruined it?
Now, boys, don't give up on this wonderful holiday so easily.
Yes, I'm sure there's still a way to save our feast.
Well, what if we boil stuff in the bathtub and cook the rest on the heater?
That's a great idea. I'm afraid it may take all day to cook things that way. We wouldn't be eating until nightfall.
Oh, God, no!
Why don't I go and talk to this robot guy? I bet I could reason with him.
Do you think we didn't try?
Well, on the off chance I can't reason with him, maybe I can use my magician's sleight of hand to get the key to the break room.
I guess it's worth a shot. Anything to save this B-level holiday.
Don't think of it like that. Think of it as saving a huge feast.
Oh my God! The stakes have never been higher.
Okay, there it is.
I am Clerk Butt 3000. Welcome to the Motel Zirga. By the way, I am speaking English because I heard you speaking English. Normally I would be speaking Mongolian, since we are in Mongolia. Just an FYI. How may I assist you today?
I came to ask you about using the employee break room to cook a few things. I know it's for employees, and I'm just a guest, but the clerk yesterday said we could, so come on, please, please, please.
Negative. The break room is off limits to guests. Return to your quarters or face the penalty.
Penalty? Hey, what's that behind your ear?
Negative. I do not have ears. Negative. Return to your quarters or face the penalty.
What are you gonna do? Add a surcharge to our bill? Big whoop.
Penalty will commence in 3, 2, and...
Let me guess. 1.
1.
Holy crap, it's blasting lasers at me!
Well, how'd it go, negotiator extraordinaire? That good, huh?
I'm exploding motel furniture! What's going on?
That crazy robot started blasting lasers at me!
Oh my!
Did you try your magic on it?
Yeah.
I thought so. You got us stuck in here. Now what?
I guess we're back to boiling yams in the bathtub.
I'm way ahead of you, dears. I've got gravy going in the sink and a corn casserole baking under the hairdryer.
Oh, it'll take forever cooking like this. What do we do while we wait?
The only thing on TV is Yak Polo. I suppose we could all sit down and have a frank discussion about what might bring humanity together in this time of global separatism.
Or, what if I did my one-man version of Sunday in the Park with George for you guys? Only it'd be Thanksgiving Day in the motel room with Cliff. Starts like this. White, a blank page or canvas. The challenge? Bring order to the whole. Through design, composition, tension, balance, light, and harmony. George, why do we have to get up so early? The light. And why is it you always get to sit?
Stop! We already heard it when it was Wednesday in the bakery with Cliff, and Monday in the airport with Cliff, and Friday in the McDonald's men's room with Cliff.
The acoustics in that men's room were too good to waste.
Why don't we sit in the floor and tell ghost stories?
Yeah, that sounds Thanksgiving-y. I bet that robot's already gone. If he is, I'll run back to our room and grab the only thing we can all agree on playing, Muppet Yahtzee.
Ooh, yes. I won the last time by rolling 4 Kermit the Frogs.
Well, darn.
Who would have thought our Thanksgiving would be taken over by violent robots?
Kendall, you just reminded me. I have something better than a ghost story to tell. It's a pairing as unlikely as Thanksgiving and robots. I got the idea last night when I saw how Charles the Contractor mixed up all my DVDs.
It's some kind of First Wives Club Prince of Persia mashup fan fiction, isn't it?
No, but please make a note of that so I don't forget to write it later. It is something I wrote last night. And there's a part in there for all of us. Here's a script for everybody.
What? Who am I?
Everybody just read the parts that are highlighted. Here we go. In 3, 2, action.
Oh, the ocean air is doing wonders for my jet lag.
Oh, is that right, Jessica Fletcher?
Oh, yes, my dear widowed friend Seth Hazlitt. Why, I feel up to making a pot of my famous clam stew tonight.
Oh, now, Jess, don't say that so loud, or you'll have half of Cabot Cove showing up at your house this evening.
You may be right. Oh, my. What's that over there by the dock?
Oh, it appears to be
a dead body. And not just any dead body. It's local realtor Eve Simpson, and she's covered with some kind of green goo.
Oh, Jessica, should we call Sheriff Metzger?
Yes, but I'm not sure we can solve this one ourselves. There's something very strange about it.
Cut to the crime scene later that night. Mr. Snodbottom, you ought to be Sheriff Metzger, too.
Yes, there's something very bizarre about this death. Not just because Eve Simpson was a friend of mine from Loretta's beauty parlor, but also because she died covered with a green goo.
Mrs. Fletcher, that green goo is what made me call into the FBI for some help. I've never seen deadly green goo before. In fact, here comes our help now.
I'm Special Agent Fox Mulder, and this is my partner, Special Agent Dana Scully.
I'm Sheriff Metzger, and this is...
J.B. Fletcher. I'd recognize this lady anywhere. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, dear.
I've read all your mysteries, and I particularly liked that Netflix reboot of your first novel.
Ah, yes. The Corpse Twerked at Midnight.
We heard there was an unusual death here in Cabot Cove.
The body was covered in some kind of colorful goo, is that right?
That's correct.
Something about this goo sounds supernatural to me.
Mulder, don't jump to any conclusions. Sheriff, is there a goo factory nearby?
No, ma'am. The goo factory went out of business last year. Oh, that's what makes this all so shocking.
The way Eve's face is tilted to the left suggests that there was a noise from behind that caught her attention at the moment of death.
But the only thing behind her is water.
Maybe there's something rising from the water.
Or perhaps the noise was caused by something retreating back into the water.
Mrs. Fletcher, that's quite an idea.
If you'll pardon me, ma'am, maybe this investigation should be left to the professionals. How many murders have you solved? 4. Well, I've solved more than that.
Mulder.
4 this week. That is what you meant, right? How many murders I've solved this week? Oh.
Agents, if there's one thing I've learned from this many years on the force, is that Mrs. Fletcher is better than a pack of sniffing bloodhounds.
Oh, Sheriff, you and your flattery.
Cut to Cabot Cove coroner's office even later that night. Mrs. Fletcher, if you'll hold these intestines for me.
Certainly, Dr. Scully.
Autopsy results indicate Mrs. Simpson was asphyxiated with a green goo. The goo appears to be organic and naturally occurring, made up of approximately 80% salt.
Okay, it's becoming increasingly obvious that we're dealing with some kind of giant killer clam creature.
Oh, Mulder.
What else could it be?
If you'll pardon me, Agent Mulder, I wonder what a clam creature would be doing down the docks. A clam creature with any intelligence at all would know that Barney Miller's clamming barge would be out at that time in the morning, and I'm sure Monster would steer clear.
She's got a point, Mulder.
And even a bizarre sea monster, heretofore unheard of by man, would need a motive for murder.
Mrs. Fletcher, tell me more about Eve Simpson.
She sold real estate. Her standing appointment at Loretta's Beauty Parlor was Thursdays at 3 p.m., and, well, she was a bit of a gossip and very popular with the men in town. Also, she won over a dozen blue ribbons at the county fair for her lobster bisque.
Okay, maybe we look for a jealous wife or girlfriend, maybe a desperate bisque chef?
No, Scully, don't you see? That's it. It wasn't a giant killer clam creature. It was a giant killer lobster.
Oh, my! If I include this kind of thing in one of my best-selling mystery novels, my publisher would think I'd gone wacko.
Oh, I've got some bad news. It seems Deputy Andy was out on patrol and found another corpse, also covered with goo.
That's it?
I didn't get a chance to finish it yet.
Who's the killer?
Supernatural, half lobster, half drifter or something. I haven't decided.
What about the green goo?
Oh yeah, I better work that in there somewhere.
Well, it was pretty good, but not Thanksgiving at all.
I know. I purposefully didn't set it on Thanksgiving.
You know, on holidays, I like everything to be themed around that holiday.
Yeah, that's why we plant a tree every Arbor Day. What I don't understand is why we don't plant new trees. You always just dig one up and plant it back in the same spot.
It's not a perfect system.
But back to this holiday and how mediocre it really is. Let me tell you about it.
You must understand, Thanksgiving Day is a crock of crap. It's only the thrill of boy eating bird, and that is that. It's historical and deplorable. You have got to admit that it's really not so hot. Oh, what's thanks got to do with it? What's thanks but a sweet old-fashioned notion? What's thanks got to do with it? Who needs a yam when a yam can't...
Stop! You're just tricking us into listening you sing again.
I
think it's time Kendall told a story, and it all started on Thanksgiving. The first one.
When Abe Lincoln had group sex with the...
No! The real first one. It was just after lunch on Thanksgiving Day. Of course, they didn't know it was Thanksgiving Day, or would one day be called that. But the pilgrims knew it had been a hard winter, or summer, or something, and they had come together for food, folks, and fun with their new pals, the Native Americans.
That was some feast.
Yes, Englishman John Alden. It was a great feast.
And Squanto, you must give me the recipe for that delicious dessert. What did you call it?
I call it coffee cake.
Wow, Squanto. This new world has so many wonders to behold.
I should say so. Why, the water here must be blessed by the Lord. My family's collars have never been so stiff or white. And you know what the Bible says. The whiter the collar, the closer to God.
Yes, yes, Priscilla. Now clear away these dishes, for I have to flog thee.
Whatever you say, dear.
Should we be going, Chief Massasoit?
Oh, yes, Squanto boy. Our squalls will be wondering where we've gotten off to.
Well, it's been great seeing you fellows. What do you say we do this every year?
Sounds great. Bye.
Bye. Verily, I say. Whew. Methinks something in that roasted bird has made me sleepy. I think I'll just stretch out here on this log and
have the world's first after Thanksgiving dinner nap.
Englishman John Alden, are you...
What? What is it, Squanto? You leave behind some Tupperware or something?
No, I was just walking back through the bountiful land of Mother Earth, and I was given a blessed feeling in my breadbasket, and I felt compelled by Uncle Nature to share it with you.
Blessed feeling in your breadbasket? What's that move? Hey, what's that poking out from under your loincloth? It ain't maize.
Join me, John Alden. Let us experience a true coming together of our peoples.
Coming together? With another fellow? Why, I never, never, ever. Okay, once on the Mayflower.
Come on, John. It's not all bad, is it? You softened the hearts of my people and hardened mine.
Yeah, I see what's hard now. Well, you people, you have big hearts and big... and I mean, like... really big and getting bigger. Some might say too big. I mean, ew, that is jumbo. Squanto, you gotta dial that down. I mean, what am I supposed to... And oh, what? Oh my God, now it has a face?
Come on, John, give me a little kiss.
Oh my God, Squanto. Is that why you don't wear underwear?
I'm not Squanto, you moron. I'm Freddy Krueger.
What? Is that a sex disease? Because if I give Priscilla another one of those, we'll get into a big fight, and I'll end up accusing her of witchcraft, and she'll be hanged, and then he'll whiten my collars.
I'm not a sex disease, but I'm going to f*** you up, sicko. See? I'm a scary murderer that attacks people in their dreams. This is my glove, and if you watch closely, you'll see it stab you repeatedly.
Oh, shit. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Welcome to the new world, bitch.
To Puritans, what's happening? My husband is bleeding horribly from wounds that appeared out of nowhere, and on this day set aside to give thanks.
Doc, I don't think this is where we meant to end up. Weren't we supposed to be in the future, stopping Biff from changing the outcome of season 56 of The Bachelorette?
Great Scott, Marty! We've landed smack dab in the middle of the first Thanksgiving!
I don't see Abe Lincoln or a bunch of horny Yale dudes.
Not that first Thanksgiving, the other one.
You there, ma'am. What year is it?
It's 1621, but I admit that's hard to believe. It still feels like 1620 to me. But enough about that. My husband, the godly John Alden, has just perished in my arms due to some very grotesque wounds.
Holy cow!
Marty, I don't like the looks of these wounds. You remember what happened on 34th Street?
I think you mean Elm Street, Doc.
Right, right. I always get nightmares and miracles mixed up.
Oh, pardon me, everyone, but I believe I'm missing a feather from my headdress. What is this contraption?
It's a time machine. Oh, my! Do you think I could come aboard? If I stay here with my husband and the good townsfolk were to see these mysterious wounds, why, I'd be executed for witchcraft before Christmas.
Sure, come on in. I see you got a really white collar there on your dress. I could use some help whitening some Calvin Klein briefs at home.
Calvin Klein? Well, I've never tried whitening a person before, but as a Puritan, I'd sure like to try.
Cool.
Say, Chief, you might as well hop in, too. I'll explain later.
Don't mind if I do, white boy.
That is the story of the first Thanksgiving.
I admit, it was good. It had something for everyone.
Do you think that robot's still up in the hallway?
Only one way to know for sure. It's gone! And I can see into the window of the front office. There's a human being behind the desk. The robot shift must be over.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, indeed. And soon Crackpot and the children will be home from the Mongolian petting zoo, which is, of course, where they've been all day.
Well, they better get back here quick, because dinner is served. Hooray!
You know, maybe I misjudged Thanksgiving.
I thought you might eventually see it that way.
Yeah. It's a little lamer and more racist than even I realized, but there are good points.
Food, folks, and fun.
Food, folks, and fun.
Fun.
Use napkins, dippy plates everywhere. So fat you can tell we don't care. Cause Thanksgiving is fun now. Today we're gonna eat a ton now.
If you're still feeling hungry, Kendall, you can follow me. Cause I'm gonna eat all night, though I might be crying by the sunlight. Hey, gobble, gobble, yeah, we may wobble. Get diabetes, cause we be eating what we want. This is our show,
this is our fat,
and we can't stop, and we won't stop. Can't you see that we would if we could? Can't you see we headed for no good, and we can't. Stop. But today's a holiday. I don't care what the health books say. Yeah, yeah.
Can't nobody keep up with us.
My ass bigger than a city bus. I can feel it getting bigger. What can I say? I eat a big dinner. Everyone in line in the kitchen, trying to get fed in the kitchen. Well, we ate it all, yeah. Sorry we forgot to call, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, gobble, gobble, yeah, we may wobble. Get diabetes, cause we be eating what we want.
This is our show,
this is our fat, and we can't stop,
and we won't stop.
It's Thanksgiving, we can do what we want to.
It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want to.
It's my show, I can sing if I want to.
In my mouth, I can eat what I want to eat.
And we can't stop.
And we won't stop.
Can't you see that we would if we could? Can't you see we headed for no good? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. But today's a holiday. I don't care what the health books say. Wow, Susan is really wailing on that bag.
Yes, she is. Also, her daily rehearsals keep our house free of rats and snakes.
Nice.
Hey, isn't that Dr. Blathers?
Why does our therapist have a float in the Busheltown Thanksgiving parade?
Why is it shaped like a four-leaf clover?
Why is it turning off the parade route and into the Beef Boy drive-thru?
Why doesn't he see the sign that says no vehicles over 12 feet tall can fit through?
Why doesn't he hear the top of his float being ripped off?
Why is the cameraman staying on Dr. Blather's float instead of following the rest of the parade?
Why does dipping sauce cost extra?
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Happy Thanksgiving and a blessed Mongolian freedom and Independence Day to all.
Thanksgiving.